Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, as Mr. Announcer Man has said, Joey Burgoyne. And joining me this morning is a friend of association. Hope to become a new friend. You know, we've talked with Matthew Bradley and the food truck festivals all over the state. The spring is coming. People want to get outdoors, eat something different, sit outside by a picnic table, and just enjoy the New England outdoors. So joining me this morning is Paul Petrillo, owner of Petrillo's Fairs and Festivals, and they work hand in hand together for a lot of these events. And one of the next ones coming up, ironically, is in Lebanon, where Brian and company will be darting across Connecticut on the 24th of April. But if you want to check out Lebanon a little bit ahead of time, you can't make it out to see us. April 11th and 12th, the Big Cheese Festival over at the Lebanon Fairgrounds. So, Paul, we'll start there and we'll work our way through the menu, if you will. Good morning, sir, and thank you for joining me.
Great. Thank you for having me on the show this morning.
So, you know, the food, we'll start with the festivals, the season. It's beginning. April's just breeding people to get outdoors. We're all been cooped up. It's been a heck of a winter, lots of snow. Like, from what you're hearing from your vendors and your small business, like, are people ready? Like, do people just want to hook up the truck and go to a food truck festival and start selling some goods?
They cannot wait to get out of the house, go somewhere where there's a good crowd, a lot of people looking to have some fun, enjoy some foods they haven't had probably since the previous fall, and just come out and support a whole lot of people at the same time.
And that's one thing that's cool. Like, I love food truck festivals. I have three kids. So when we go, it's the five of us, maybe more if the kids are bringing some friends. It's not like, oh, you're going here for hot dogs. Like, at a food truck festival, there's anything and everything. And I'm loving the fact over the past few years, we've been theming them. So at the Lebanon one, the Big Cheese Fest, like, you know, I know this is a tough question to answer, but, like, do you know what's on the proverbial menu for some of these vendors at that one?
Oh, my goodness. There are so many cheese items. And, of course, we're going to have the traditional cheese steaks, baked potatoes with cheese, but we've got cheese pizzas coming in. We have all kinds. We have cheese curds. We have cheesy items on tater tots. We have more than 20 trucks that are going to be attending. We have cheese-filled crunchy balls of goodness. We have wings with different cheese flavors, like garlic parm is going to be there. We have a broccoli cheddar soup that's showing up. We have cupcakes that are coming in with cheese flavors. We even have cows around the corner coming in. They're going to be bringing yogurt and cheeses as well for people to try. Never mind donuts with cheese on them. If there's a cheese item, you're going to find it there.
And I mean, over the years, has, like, this evolution of theming these festivals, like, is that just a natural evolution, or was there some crazy guy, like, sitting behind a food truck going, hey, I got an idea. What do you think if we do this? Like, how did this evolution of starting to theme food truck fest and just, like, the expansion of food truck festivals in this area go?
I think it started because after COVID, there was a lot of generic food trucks, festivals, and people would come out, but there would be like a lot of the same kind of food. You know, they're really good sausage and peppers, fried dough, burgers. And then though there were so many of them, people wanted their events to stand out a little bit more. And obviously one of the most popular themed events across the year are strawberry festivals. Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of us organizers talked about it. We said, you know, there's a lot of other things we could do besides strawberries. So let's figure out items that can go really well overall for food trucks and crafters that people would enjoy. And hence, all of a sudden, things like bacon festivals, cheese festivals, strawberry festivals, people started coming up with them that their way. People who are really food lovers, but they love to try unique combinations, were like, oh, this is really great. I can get my favorite foods with a twist.
Yeah. And that's definitely one, because we did, there was the barbecue festival last year. I can't remember exactly where, but we did that one. It was, you know, like you said, it's the same, a lot of the same trucks. So you're getting that consistency. You know it's going to be good, but they can add that extra twist. So it's like limited edition for the same things that you're used to. So it adds that little extra, little flair and like, yeah, I could totally go for something a little bit different, be a cheese cupcake or a cheese donut or their traditional nice loaded cheese fries, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what makes it great is with each, every truck is doing their spin on how to incorporate cheese on their menu items. It adds a almost doubles the menu of items people can actually try now.
Now, because the food truck festival has gotten so popular, like, are we short food trucks for the amount of festivals, or are we still like a good, you know, attendance for, because I'm assuming, I don't have one, I give all the credit in the world to the ladies and gentlemen that run these food trucks. I mean, it is work. Are they telling you, or are you seeing like, we want more, we want less, we had a good mix? Like, how is everything going in that community?
I think it's going well. I think what people are learning is people like variety and they want to see something a little bit different, because fair season has always been around. So everyone knows come September, October, there's going to be a massive amount of fried doughs and sausage and peppers. So the food trucks, when they're doing their festivals, they're looking to make a little bit more of a unique standout. So we're looking for trucks that really kind of like want to push the edge a little bit more and, you know, bring people a unique experience. Not just I'm going to walk up to a truck and get something I can get any time of year. We're trying to find ways to get people to try something they're not going to be able to find at maybe another festival, whether it's a unique item or a unique spin on it.
Yeah, I love that unique spin, that, you know, little bit off the wall, so that the family and everyone can go out. So if people are, you know, we're talking a little bit this morning about the Lebanon Cheese Festival coming up in April the 11th and 12th. You can find all the information on Facebook. But like, there's a lot of festivals going on. You got the Meriden Food Truck Festival. You got Colchester. You got South Windsor, New London Strawberry Festival is at Priam Vineyards in Colchester. We got the Bacon Festival coming up later this year in Lebanon. Again, Lebanon's coming in strong. It's a great farming community, and they love their food trucks. That one's the 27th and 28th of June, so the kids will be out of school. Like, where's a good – is there a good place, because there's so many of these, to, like, send people – like, where should we send people so they can get all the information on all these festivals that are coming up, and it's ever-changing?
Well, all of my festivals, they could find either on several places. One, they could check out our website at Patrillo's Event.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Events.org, or they could also find us on Facebook, and we have a Facebook event page where they could always keep up to date on the latest schedules, attractions, contests, hours, on the Facebook event. So if they RSVP, it gets them into the know of everything we have coming up.
And one of the cool things, I know Matthew and me have talked about this, and I'll see what your take on it is. Lately, in past few years, they're becoming, it's a weekend event. Like, it's not just a one night off thing at a somewhere. They're becoming weekends, and I'm seeing a lot of them at malls, which is kind of nice because you have the parking, you have the lighting. Like, is that something that the community, and you've heard from some of your vendors, like, hey, can we extend this? Because it is, it's a lot of work for them to put on a one night show, shall we say, to extend it into a weekend type event.
Oh, absolutely. Most of the trucks and even the crafters, they prefer a two-day event because it'll take them maybe 3 to 3 hours to set up, 3 hours to break down. So if it's a one-day event, it's a really long day for them. So they like the fact that it's 2 days, for them to be able to talk to people and meet people and sell their items. And it also is good for the public because a lot of people now are working on weekends. So it doesn't limit them to like, oh, I can't go because I'm not available on Saturday. I can go on Sunday now. So we try and offer as much flexibility to the people coming out to the event, as well as it benefits all the people involved.
And that's one thing, though, the vendors that are coming out with their crafts and stuff like that, to the food trucks, all these, the people, the vendors, they're small businesses. Supporting someone in your backyard, you know, we've all driven down the road and we see these food trucks and these trailers parked in people's driveways. Those are the people that are running these things. It's not big corporations. It's small business. And everyone, you know, talks the big talk. I support small business. I buy local. Go to a food truck festival, have lunch, have dinner, have breakfast, buy some crafts, buy some gifts for birthdays. These people are the ones that are actually in your community and your neighbors with these small businesses.
Oh, absolutely. And they put a lot of time and effort that people don't see into working on their food trucks or creating their crafts. For example, even at the Big Cheese Festival, we have people making 3D printing with cheese. We have people doing jewelry and home decor and handmade goods and crochet items. So these people are really working to participate and make the theme really stand out for everyone. So it's important that these people are, it's not the 8 hours. These people are spending like days, weeks getting ready for these events. So they want to put on a really good show for the people coming out. So it's really important that, you know, the public that comes out, spend some time, you know, looking at everything and, you know, taking a look at it. And if you can make a purchase, that's great because it makes a big difference to all of these people out there.
Oh, yeah. With the money they're making that day isn't going to some CEO in a 32nd floor penthouse with glass windows. It's going to the neighbor that you saw at the grocery store that you were talking to, or the kid whose parents you talk to at the next school function. Like, these are your neighbors. So to put that money back in the community and to appreciate what they're doing. I mean, like we've said, and I've said many times, this isn't easy work. And a lot of them aren't doing it to make millions. They're doing it because they love it. So it is a cool thing. I love going out. We love going to support these events. Again, joining me this morning, Paul Petrillo, owner of Petrillo's Fairs and Festivals. You can find them on Facebook or you can find their website. Just search Petrillo's Fairs and Festivals. Paul, I mean, thank you for joining me today. I'm sure we're going to talk over the sun. You know, we have the spring, we have the summer, the fall. These festivals are always going on, so I want to stay on top of this. Any new festivals? I love the cheese. The cheese one's great. I'm always going to do the barbecue one. The bacon one's always on our calendar to do. The malls, there's always something going on. So I thank you for joining me this morning to promote these. Now, I'm going to ask, this is a question I ask a lot of my guests in your area, and I know it's like choosing your favorite kid. But let's, you know, Paul's walking into the X Food Truck Festival. What's your goat? Now, I'm not going to, don't throw a food truck. Again, they're all your children. But what is the item, shall we say, that Paul's heading in and that's the first item Paul's gotten?
I have to admit, I have one favorite food item. It's called Pizza Time Tater Tots.
Okay.
Really good big bowl of tater tots with pizza sauce and mozzarella cheese and seasonings on it. And it's just like the ultimate comfort food for me.
And that is a great way to end this. I mean, the food truck festival, the comfort food aspect, and the fact you don't have to cook dinner. So you get a great meal. It's comforting. You don't have to cook and do dishes. So if you're out and you see the pizza tater tots, tell them Paul sent you and have a good time with that one.
Thank you very much for having us. And one comment is just, these are all free events, so there's no fee to get in. Everyone's welcome. You know, we help save on your budget. You get a good day of entertainment at the same time.
Exactly. And that's one thing I talked about, Matthew, but it's one of those things because I got three kids and none of them can ever decide what they want to do for dinner. So this kind of alleviates all the confusion on a weekend.
Oh, absolutely. So while they're there, they can have tons of fun. We have music. There's lots of contests going on, a lot of cheese eating contests. So that's something that's always fun to watch and participate in.
Oh, yes. I love the all you can eat whatever festivals. It's a good show to be had. Again, Petrillo's Fairs and Festival. Mr. Paul Petrillo joining us this morning, owner of said Petrillo's Fairs and Festivals. So get out there, people. Be a tourist in this mighty little state and have fun right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.